AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Iran and six world superpowers, including the U.S., have worked out a framework for a nuclear agreement that will place restrictions on Iran's nuclear program to prevent the production of atomic weapons. In exchange, Tehran will have years of crippling economic sanctions lifted if there is compliance. President Obama says it's a good deal.
A diplomatic solution is the best way to get this done and offers a more comprehensive and lasting solution. It is our best option by far.
Iran's foreign minister calls it a win-win outcome.
We have stopped a cycle that was not in the interest of anybody.
Opponents of the emerging accord, including Israel and Republican leaders in Congress, reacted with skepticism. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports the top Republican in Congress says the president can't exclude lawmakers from reviewing any deal with Iran.
House Speaker John Boehner says Congress has to be allowed to review details of any nuclear agreement with Iran before any sanctions are lifted. In a written statement, he says it would be naive to think that Tehran wouldn't use its nuclear program, as well as any easing of economic sanctions, to, quote, further destabilize the region. Boehner spoke to the president following his Rose Garden appearance hailing the framework agreement, but no details were released.
Robert Shuler, the father of the megachurch movement in the U.S., died today in Artesia, California, at the age of 88. His son says his dad died of cancer of the esophagus.
It was time for him to go. His body was tired, and he lived a long, good life.
After Shuler, who hosted the Hour of Power television program, retired, the Crystal Cathedral he founded was sold and his ministry went bankrupt. This is AP Radio News. The final four teams are in place to fight for the National Basketball Championship.
For Duke and coach Mike Krzyzewski, it would be a fifth national title in their 11th trip to the Final Four, but first they'll have to get by Michigan State and coach Tom Izzo. The Spartans have raised the championship banner twice in 1979 and 2000, the latter under Izzo, who has taken seven Final Four trips. Of course, Kentucky would love to cap off an unbeaten national championship season. This is the sixth time John Calipari has guided teams to the Final Four with three different schools. He won the Wildcats eighth title 3 years ago. Wisconsin's Bo Ryan is the Final Four newbie with his second consecutive trip. Jim Militello, Indianapolis.
Indiana Governor Mike Pence has signed changes to a new religious rights law that sparked boycotts of the state because critics said it would allow discrimination against gays and lesbians. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson signed a similar revised bill today. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.